Absolutely. Of course, it's no surprise. I think we all know that we could have prepared better, but I suppose that's something that comes about with any sort of a major weather incident like this. We should have been more prepared, and that's without a shadow of a doubt. I think part of the problem is that we're also becoming a victim for consistent policies over the last 20 or 30 years, where basically central government does not want people living in dispersed rural communities. And as a result, the investment has not gone into infrastructure in those, and some of us are fighting against that. But it seems to be an idea within the central permanent government that people should not live in diverse communities or out in the country or in what they class as one-off houses. This will kill off rural communities, and it's not what I would say the majority of my colleagues on Sligo County Council or in any of the neighbouring councils want, but it is a central government idea that the right way is to have everybody living in large towns where everything can be serviced in a smaller area and that repairs and things like that don't take as long. So unfortunately that is the way, but I will be lobbying to get them to think of this in a different way, in that they should, all citizens are equal and we all deserve to have the same level of support when things go wrong, as they will. Things will always go wrong. There will always be storms. There will always be a bigger storm, a bigger flood, a higher tide. These things are all common. We're all answerable for global warming a lot of us in small ways in comparison to some of the big countries of the world. But we all are in some way responsible for it. But we're going to pay a price for it. And, you know, as bad as things are, and I do feel sorry for people who still don't have electricity and things like that, but there are people in the world who are much worse affected and whose crops are failing and things like that because of these issues. But that because of global warming, we're going to have worse storms, we're going to have bigger wind, we're going to have heavier rainfall events, and we need to prepare for them. And I'm glad that the Taoiseach has taken that on board. And I hope that they come up with the right ideas for it, and quickly.
Can it not be argued, though, that he was well briefed ahead of Storm Éowyn, that this was going to be a major, major weather event? Still hundreds of homes right across Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal without power. The government has come in for criticism for its response to the storm. Do you feel the same? Like, could we have done better? Are you critical of the government's approach or lack thereof?
Could have done better. A young man lost his life in Donegal. That's one too many. I remember the big storm, I can't think of the name of it now, a few years ago, where there was three or four killed. People complain about weather warnings and things like this, that they're only panicking people and things like that. But the fact of the matter is the number of fatalities at these, and that has to be the first thing when there's a storm, keep everybody safe. And I think they did act quite well in that regard. With regard to our infrastructure, they could have acted better. They could have planned better. It wasn't in the 2 weeks before the storm that would have been done. It's in the last 2 years, 5 years, 10 years that should have been done. And hopefully they will put a plan in place now that will stand the test of time.